Gavin Newsom meets with pro-terror organization. By Joel B. Polak on January 9, 2024. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., met before the new year with the Pro-Terror Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, whose executive director praised the October 7 Hamas terror attacks on Israel, saying that the event made him happy. CARE executive director Nihad Awad at AMP convention, "I was happy to see the people of Gaza break the siege on October 7. They were victorious. The people of Gaza have the right to self-defense. Israel does not hashtag Hamas hashtag Gaza hashtag Palestinians at CARE National at Nihad Awad pic.twitter.com/dbsrgpo0. Memory, at Memory Reports, December 7, 2023. As Breitbart News reported in December, via Memory. Video emerged Thursday of Nihad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, celebrating the October 7 terror attack by Hamas in which 1,200 people were murdered in Israel and more than 240 were abducted as hostages. Awad's speech on November 24 to the American Muslims for Palestine, AMP, convention in Chicago was reported at the time, but was largely overlooked. It resurfaced Thursday when shared by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, CARE was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CARE with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Yet Newsom met with CARE, according to a press release by the organization dated January 4. The California chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE-CA, organized a meeting between Governor Gavin Newsom and Muslim leaders from across the state before the holiday break to discuss the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Attendees included representatives from the Northern California Islamic Council, Palestinian American Medical Association, West Valley Muslim Association, Muslim Students Association West, and Shura Council of Southern California. A statement attributed to CARE's California CEO, Hussam Alush, said, "We were pleased by the governor's commitment to ensure his Muslim, Palestinian, and Arab constituents are heard as the violent siege on Gaza continues and that CARE-CA had the platform to request the administration be proactive in ensuring the dignity of Palestinians." In his tenure, Governor Newsom has paved the path as a champion for civil rights, and we urge him to continue to use his voice as the leader of Californians who overwhelmingly demand a ceasefire. As Chuck Ross at the Washington Free Beacon notes, Alush has also defended the October 7 terror attack. Alush, too, has downplayed Hamas's attack on Israel, the worst attack in the Jewish state's history. He asserted in a sermon at the Islamic Society of Corona Norco in November that it was a lie that Hamas's invasion of Israel was an unprovoked attack, the Washington Free Beacon reported. "If I hear that term again, I'll go crazy," Alush said. Unprovoked in what dictionary? The White House has dissociated itself from CARE following Awad's comments, though it previously worked with CARE to water down the national anti-Semitism strategy, which removed the Trump administration's definition of extreme anti-Israel rhetoric as anti-Semitic. Newsom has been supportive of Israel during the ongoing war, traveling to Israel to visit victims of the Hamas terror attack. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.